brought to you by Penguin.
Murder in the Dressing Room. Written and read by me, Holly Stars. Prologue. Dead. There was no doubt about it. Lady was dead. She was dead and her wig had fallen off. Misty had never seen a dead body before, the closest being a pigeon she'd seen get run over by a taxi on Charing Cross Road last week. Except the pigeon's death had been an accident. Lady's death was clearly something more sinister. A murder, Misty knew instantly. Lady has been murdered. Misty had gasped in horror as she opened the dressing room door and discovered the body. She teetered on her high heels in the doorway for a second, unsure of what to do first. Her drag queen instincts were kicking in, and she desperately wanted to put Lady's lavender wig back on to cover up her exposed bald head. But she didn't. She knew she shouldn't touch anything. Misty was dressed in too tight a corset to be running down corridors, but she ran anyway, back to the dressing room where the other queens were taking off their makeup and de-dragging after a splendid night of cabaret at Lady's Bar. Her stiletto heels clacked like horses' hooves against the tiled floor, and her left ankle wobbled beneath her. "Don't fall now," she thought. "Must get help." Exploding through the door into the busy little room, Misty stopped and bellowed at the top of her voice. "Someone call an ambulance! And the police! Lady has been poisoned!" And it was true. It had been as plain as a walker's ready salted to see. Lady's body was currently outstretched on her dressing room floor, her fingers clutching half a chocolate truffle, her mouth oozing thick white foam onto the soft pink carpet. The room burst into commotion. Plimbley Walsh, a long-limbed lip-syncer in a bright blue leotard, let out a startled scream as though she'd just sat her skinny buttock down heavy on a sharp pin. "Poisoned!" she screeched. "I'm calling 999, said Moneypenny, a 25-year-old stand-up comedian who performed as a 95-year-old grandma. She lifted her phone to her ear, pressing it gently against her blue rinse wig. "Does she need help?" asked a Moor, sparkling from head to toe in a beautiful deep green sari. "I'm a first aider." Amor stood up from her makeup station and rushed past Misty, out into the corridor. Misty followed her, speaking quickly as they hurried along the tiles to Lady's dressing room. "I went to check on her. I just opened the door and found her. She's dead, Amor. She's already dead in there." Len and Den, the drag king double act who had closed tonight's show, emerged from the king's dressing room into the corridor. "What's happening?" asked Len, following Misty and Amor up the corridor. They arrived at the door. A big brass star said Lady in engraved italics. There she was, lying on the floor, her foamy mouth wide open in a frozen wail. She looked tiny to Misty, no longer bursting with the giant and sparkling personality for which she was famous. "I can't believe it," thought Misty. "I can't believe she's dead." Dead. Chapter 1. Wednesday. 2 hours earlier. It was a Wednesday night, hence the title of the chapter. And, like every Wednesday night, Misty Devine was working at Lady's Bar, the glittering and opulent cabaret club on Old Compton Street in the heart of Soho. Later, she wouldn't be able to say precisely when she knew something was wrong, but there was something in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?